On today's episode of Yankee Talkie, we have a very special guest, Tim Wroblewski, one of my best friends, on to talk about Yankees-Red Sox, give a little preview of ALDS series coming up between the two teams. The rivalry's back is really all I have to say. In the episode today, we're going to talk about position-by-position breakdown, who we think has the advantage, our hottest takes. That's going to be like a recurring thing, I think, is every guest I'm going to have on, I'm going to ask for their hottest take. It might not be about the Red Sox, but we'll see. We preview a little bit about the NL, too, and talk about Cleveland-Houston. Fun fact for you guys, the Yankees used to be 11-4 against the Red Sox in the playoffs, and now they're 11-8. So if anyone could text me or reply to my Instagram story or tweet me and let me know why that happened. I mean, I must have been asleep for those last four games. I'm not really sure what happened, but... yeah, so if someone could let me know that. Other than that, enjoy the interview with Tim Wroblewski. All right, guys, I'm here with Tim. Preview ALDS, New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox. The rivalry is back. First time in 13 years. So I guess we'll just start off. Tim, how are you feeling about this series? You ready to go?
First off, I want to say thanks, Eric, for having me on. You know, Yankee Talkie for a new podcast. Glad to be one of the first guests. Heading into this series, I'm feeling okay. I mean, I feel like all the pressure's on Boston right now. You know, they're... best record in the league, 108 wins. They have the MVPs. They have the biggest payroll. So I feel all the pressure's on Boston. So I feel like I'm feeling pretty good, to be honest with you.
All right. You sound like Dennis Eckersley. That's exactly what he said last night on the TBS broadcast. I would agree. All the pressure is kind of on the Red Sox for this series. Obviously, they won. They're the team that won the division. They're the team that is going to probably have the MVP and maybe the Cy Young and the manager of the year. You're in the number one seed, so yeah, I would agree. I don't think there's much pressure on the Yankees. Like, I think, am I wrong in saying the general feel of Yankees fans is that they're not necessarily expecting to win, but that so that they're really not putting any pressure on it, or am I wrong?
No, I feel like after that last night, I feel the Yankees fans definitely feel like they could win, and I wouldn't say expecting, but like they definitely should win, in my opinion. From what I've been seeing on Twitter and stuff, that's how I feel. Me personally, I probably would say the Red Sox are going to be favored, but I definitely think they could win.
Okay. Just real quick, I want to gauge your opinion. Did you see the video of the Yankees fans pouring a beer on the A's fan that looked like Ninja last night?
I did see that video.
Disgusting. Disturbing. You really don't want to see that out of another team's fans. Really, really disgusting, Tim. Very upset.
I don't want to bring up the Red Sox fans, you know, calling racist things to Adam Jones. But, hey,
but,
it's fine.
But we're down the rabbit hole. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just a waste of a $16 beer, honestly. Like, that's all. When I saw the beer going out of that guy's hand, I'm like, why'd you just... you're just wasting $16 of your hard-earned money.
Exactly, the joke's on him.
Yeah. All right, so just a brief history of these two teams meeting in the playoffs, I guess postseason we'll call it. So 1978, one-game playoff, everybody knows the Red Sox, 14.5 games in July that year, and the Yankees scratched and clawed their way back, forced a one-game playoff at Fenway Park. Bucky Dent hits a three-run home run. Yastrzemski doesn't get it. Yastrzemski up. Two outs in the ninth inning and can't give the Red Sox the game. So the Yankees won that one, went on to win the World Series. 1999 ALCS, Red Sox lost in five. You got your pitching matchup of the century, Mark Pedro and Roger Clemens in game three. Really the only highlight of that. It was pretty one-sided. 2003 ALCS went to seven. Aaron Bleepin' Boone sends the Yankees to the World Series again. And then 2004, the last time these two teams played each other in the playoffs, obviously Red Sox were down 3-0 and came back and beat the Yankees on their way to their first World Series in 86 years. So the Yankees have an all-time record against the Red Sox of 11-8 in the postseason. They were 11-4. I will remind you, Tim, they were 11-4 at one point, and now they are 11-8. So, just dropping a fact. Okay.
Yeah, it is straight facts. It's like our first time that our team's playing each other in the playoffs and knowing each other. I don't know how we're going to act. It's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be hostile. I'm ready for it, though.
Yeah, Ellicottville Saturday is going to be a movie for sure.
For sure.
I might have to like lock myself in a room that night, and then just I'll be out after the game. Nobody bother me. Nobody talk to me. My phone's off. Yeah, Cap scored the bar last night for the Yankees wild card game. I think I did pretty well, so going to keep that tradition alive.
Love it.
Some guy came up to me, like the bar owner came up to me and was like, are you keeping score right now? I was like, yeah, I get too nervous. I need something to do. So that was funny. He's like, I love it, man. All right. So what I want to talk about a little bit right now is just go position by position and see who has the advantage and kind of go from there. So I guess we'll start with the rotations. What do you think, Tim? Red Sox or Yankees got the better rotation?
I think on paper, the Red Sox definitely do, but in the postseason, it's up in the air. I actually have this stat. So your game one pitcher, Chris Sale, 0-2, 8.38 ERA in the postseason. David Price, game two pitcher, 2-8, 5.03 ERA, 2-8. Rick Porcello, game three, 0-3, 5.47. So on paper, you would think the Red Sox have the better advantage, but I don't know. What do you think? I think it's a toss-up.
Yeah, I think... Like you said, on paper, the Red Sox definitely have the better rotation with three... Probably should be three Cy Young winners with Sale, Price, and Porcello headed off that rotation. And then Eovaldi's a pretty solid fourth starter. But, yeah, I mean, practically, I think the Yankees might have the edge because J.A. Happ, you got Happ, you got Sabathia, you got Severino. I don't know Tanaka. Who else is going to – Tanaka, who all have been pretty solid in the playoffs. And Happ has been really good against the Red Sox. So I think I might call it a toss-up. I think if I had to pick one, I'd still pick the Red Sox based on paper, I think. David Price has the advantage pitching at Fenway Park. Obviously, he's not built to really pitch against at Yankee Stadium. Though? Huh?
Against the Yankees, though?
Last time he pitched against the Yankees at Fenway, he threw 8 scoreless innings. So.
Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez weren't playing.
Well, Gary Sanchez is sitting 182, so we'll get to that. But, I think David Price pitching at Fenway will help him, you know, living on that outside cutter. Luke Voit's not flicking it for a 315-foot home run down the line. But, yeah, I guess we'll see. I'll give it a slight edge to the Red Sox, but obviously I think the Yankees could easily have the better rotation, depending on what happens with Sale and Price.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Bullpen, I think this is pretty clear-cut, the Yankees. The Red Sox bullpen stinks out loud.
Oh, yeah. I'm so, like, happy the way Betances pitched yesterday. Just absolutely shut down. Just, I think he had 4 or 5 strikeouts. Just mowed down the A's. Brayden gave up that home run, but I'm really not worried about him. And then Chapman, obviously, past experience Boston, and Chapman is not good, but he looked pretty well yesterday.
Yeah, I'm looking. Betances had 3 strikeouts in 2 innings yesterday. He came in and cleaned up for Severino, too, in the fourth, which was good for you to see, I'm sure.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who the Red Sox are going to keep in their bullpen. They told Brian Johnson and Velasquez they're not going to be on the ALDS roster, so I'm guessing we're probably looking at between Barnes, Kelly, Hembry, Pointer, and Brazier for probably 3 spots.
The thing is, none of those guys scare me. The only guy that scares me is maybe Kimbrel. But in the past, Yankees have hit Kimbrel too. So
yeah, even Craig Kimbrel has struggled this season a lot. So yeah, I definitely think the Yankees have pretty clear-cut advantage in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, behind the plate, we got Al Gary / Austin Romine versus Vasquez, Leon, and Swihart.
Just friggin' garbage behind the plate, in my opinion, for both teams.
Yeah, not good. I'm gonna give the edge to the Red Sox because I think Sandy Leon, as terrible as he is at the plate, is a pretty good defensive catcher and knows how to call a game. Same with Christian Vasquez. And then I think Blake Swihart, he won't probably catch, but he'll be a good pinch hitter off the bench. So I'll give it to them because Gary Sanchez can't hit or catch right now.
That's what I'm saying. If Gary Sanchez figured out some way to hit, I would give it to the Yankees. But right now, he's just, I don't know what the hell happened to him. So
yeah, he was 0 for 3, 0 for 3 last night.
He's a catcher, but doesn't know how to catch the ball. People forget that.
Yeah, it's not good for him, for sure. Yeah. All right, so right now we got tie, I guess, with the starting pitchers. So we're pretty even right now. First base, we got Moreland and, I guess, Steve Pierce, who's probably going to be on the playoff roster, versus Bird and Voit.
Bird probably will not be on the roster. It's probably going to be Walker.
Really?
Bird wasn't on the wildcard roster.
Goodbye forever, Greg Bird. I saw Greg Bird. Did he get booed before the game yesterday?
He might have.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know if he was there.
Yeah, I think he got introduced. I thought I saw that on Twitter. He got, like, introduced or something, and he got booed by all the Yankees fans. It's really funny. I think I would probably go at home, I'll go Red Sox. At Yankee Stadium, I'll go Yankees because Luke Voit, just the king of the right field home runs.
I mean, somehow Steve Pierce just, like, only hits home runs against the Yankees this year. So if he plays, I would not be surprised if he hits one out. I love Luke Voit. He just comes out of nowhere, just hits dingers, plays solid D. But I think I agree with you. At home, it's Red Sox, and then at Yankee Stadium, it's the Yankees.
Yeah. I think Luke Voit is the Steve Pierce of the Yankees. Steve Pierce is like the Luke Voit of the Red Sox. They only hit home runs against the other team.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Second base, you got Brock Holt / Ian Kinsler against Glaber and maybe Neil Walker.
Yeah, I want Red Sox just because of the experience with Ian Kinsler. Ian Kinsler is going to be he's not going to make any mistakes over there, and I just like him better. Glaber, you know, he's got obviously higher potential, but I just like Ian Kinsler for the experience.
Yeah, I agree. I think Kinsler, he's been here, done that so many times that he was a really good pickup for them to kind of shore up defensively second base with Pedroia not playing all year. Shortstop, Bogarts versus DD. This is close.
You know where I'm going.
LDD.
LDD.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know. Let me look up Bogarts' playoff stats. You know, he played on that 2013 World Series team, and he did play all right, but he mostly played.
Was it Jose Iglesias that started?
No. So Jose Iglesias was in that Jake Peavy trade that year. He was on the Tigers.
Oh,
actually.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
and
right,
in game, right. He was the guy who bobbled the double play in Game 6 that led to that grand slam. Let's see. Bogarts, he didn't really play in the DS. He played really well against Detroit in the ALCS, and he played all right in the World Series. And then last year against the Astros, he was just pitiful. But he was also hurt, so... Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably go DD.
I'm taking DD for the clutch hits.
Yeah,
I'll take DD. I mean, they're both solid on D, so...
Yeah. Third, you got Mr. Scoops versus Andujar.
I mean, I think it's kind of pretty even. Andrew Byers hasn't played in the playoffs, though, but he's been, as previous podcasts, not this one, I've said he's the rookie of the year. Was Devers in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, he had an inside-the-park home run in Game 4.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, right. That was, like, out of reach, though, wasn't it, basically?
What do you mean, out of reach? No, it was, like they were down two in the ninth inning. He had an inside-the-park
home
run.
Oh, right.
To make
right,
a one-run
right,
game,
right,
yeah.
Right.
He had another home run, too, against the Astros. He played really well. He hit 364, almost a 1.4 OPS, two home runs, 5 RBI. So I'm going to...
I guess...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to guess... I was going to say I'll take, I guess, Devers slightly. Well, I want to see how Andujar plays.
Yeah, I'll take Devers because of how well he played last year in the playoffs and that he's fully healthy now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one should be fun. Right field, Mookie versus Aaron Judge. Oh, boy.
I just want to say a quick stat for you guys out there. I, Timber Blueski, has the same amount of RBIs in postseason as Mookie Betts does. Just want to let everyone know that.
Thank you.
Care to comment?
Yeah, he definitely needs to play better in the playoffs. Me and Grant mentioned that in the last episode. He needs to step up. Especially, he should be the MVP this year, so I don't see how he... There's no excuses, I guess I should say, for him to not play well in the playoffs.
Agreed, but I'm still taking Aaron Judge. He obviously, he's been shown to be hitting clutch home runs, clutch hits.
Yeah. You know, I have to take Mookie, but I think it's as even as it gets between those two guys when they're both fully healthy.
Agreed.
In center, you got Hicks and JBJ. I think this is pretty even. Not even, sorry, Hicks. Hicks, because yeah, Jackie Bradley can't hit a baseball, so... Yeah, I mean, Jackie Bradley's very good defensively, but he just can't hit a baseball. And Aaron Hicks is a pretty decent defender, in addition to being able to actually hit the ball.
Agreed. Aaron Hicks is an on-base percentage machine, and he, like you said, he can hit the ball out of park. I'm like, right, Jackie Bradley Jr., if you can't hit it out of the infield.
yeah. Then, last but certainly not least, you got Gardner / Mike Stanton.
/McCutcheon.
Oh, yeah, McCutcheon, I'm sorry. So, Gardner, McCutcheon against Benny. I'm going to take Benny.
I'm going to take Benny, too. He's been a Red Sox Yankee killer all year. And, you know, is he good on defense?
Benny?
He's just average or
he's
what?
He's fine. Yeah, he's a pretty good defender. He can play, he's athletic enough to play center field, so it's just tough to play that wall in left field. But yeah, he's been pretty good defensively. I don't think he's gold glove material or anything, but he's been pretty consistent for him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take Benny slightly.
Yeah,
I'll take Benny. Even though I really don't like him.
And then designated hitter, Mike Stanton versus JD.
I guess we're taking JD. I mean,
wow.
Jack Carl is really close. I guess, Jack Carl is really close, but JD, you know, he's my MVP.
Wow. I did not expect to hear you say that. I will also...
Can we scratch that?
Yeah, sure. We'll cut that. We'll cut that out.
We'll cut that out? Yeah. I'm going with Mike Stanton.
What? Any reason why you just changed your mind?
He's crushed the Red Sox at Fenway this year. I don't have the stats in front of me, but he definitely has crushed the Red Sox.
I can try and pull it up. I'm on Baseball Reference right now. I'll try and pull it up. Splits. Keep going.
But yeah, I think he just crushed the Red Sox this year, and you know, his first postseason, he had that huge home run yesterday. Well, it was like not huge like score wise, but just like huge for him. First postseason game, just crushes one 443 feet. He's been hitting hot. He came into the postseason hot. He had 3 home runs the last couple games, and you know JD obviously is going to get his hits. So, but I feel like John Carroll is going to have that one more big hit than him.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're looking at John Carroll's splits right now. I don't know. Oh, here we go. Opponent: Boston Red Sox. So he started 18 games. He's hitting .371. With an OPS of 1.123, 5 home runs, 17 RBIs, and he's only struck out 17 times. So, good for him. Yeah. So I mean.
So like I said, he killed the Red Sox.
Huh?
So like I said, he killed the Red Sox.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You're right. Yeah. So I'll take JD, just based on I think JD has a little more contact ability than Giancarlo. But if Giancarlo's on, then I think Giancarlo's one of the best players in the league. So, all right. So I think that's pretty even.
What about the bench though? I think the bench is a big idea.
The bench, yeah. What do you think?
I think the Yankees have a much better bench. We saw yesterday, Hensel Verrier came in, played defense with that huge catch. Then if you got McCutcheon starting, you got the veteran Gardner coming off the bench. Neil Walker has clutch hits, and I feel like the bench for the Yankees is much better.
I'd be inclined to disagree. It's tough for me to tell you more about the Red Sox bench because I don't know who Cora is going to officially put on that playoff roster. But I think when you have a very solid defensive catcher in Vasquez, and then you have good hitters in Steve Pierce, Blake Swihart, and then Brock Holt, who's having probably the best season of his career coming off the bench, I think it's a lot more even than you'd think. But
I mean, I'm not that big of a Brad Cole fan, but I haven't watched a lot of Red Sox games, so I can. Every time I see them playing the Yankees, I just feel like he always hits a home run, though.
Brock Holt,
I don't know why.
He's been very clutch. He's been on fire lately. So I think, he's a very big clubhouse guy, which will help him. You remember like how good Todd Frazier was in the playoffs last year? He always seemed to come up with a hit, and he was a big clubhouse guy with a thumbs down thing. I think Brock Holt's gonna play a Todd Fowler role in this year's playoffs for the Red Sox. But we'll see. Yeah, I think it's very even. The benches are pretty even. I don't really know. We don't really have any depth in the outfield, which kind of concerns me if someone gets hurt, because those same four guys have played all year.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully no one gets hurt, but we'll see. Yeah, so that's pretty good. So we're pretty even. What's your prediction?
Yankees in four. I feel like the Yankees steal one in Fenway, and I don't see the Red Sox beating them in Yankee Stadium.
Which one, game one or game two?
Game two against Price.
Yeah, pretty easy pick if you're gonna pick one of those two. I'm gonna say Red Sox in five. I think they win both at Fenway, they lose both at Yankee Stadium, and then they pull one out at Fenway in extras in game five.
Who's in the walk off?
Who's in the walk-off?
Yeah.
Wow. Put me on the spot. Give me Brock Holt in the 11th inning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My prediction is Brock Holt's going to hit a walk-off home run. That was my hottest take on the last episode, was Brock Holt's going to hit a walk-off home run in the World Series. So we'll start it early with the ALDS.
Wow. Okay. The way you've been talking about him, sounds like he might.
Brock Holt is my favorite player ever. Just need to go buy a jersey right now.
Jesus Christ.
What's your hottest take headed into this series?
Hottest take is Chapman doesn't give up a run.
An earned run or just a run in general?
An earned run.
Okay.
Also, that's my hot take. I don't really have a reason.
Okay.
Other one, Neil Walker hits a big hit. Whether it's a top, seventh inning on home run or seventh inning on RBI double, I feel Nick Walker's going to play a role in the series some way.
Okay. Interesting. Didn't expect to have as much Neil Walker talk as we've had, but, I mean, he's had some clutch hits. He had that home run against the Red Sox, so we'll see.
I don't know. I'm feeling Neil Walker. I don't know why.
I think I'm going to stick with my prediction from Game 5 as my hottest take. Red Sox and Yankees go to extras in Game 5, and Brock Holt hits a walk-off. I don't know if it'll either be a ground rule double or a home run. To the right field.
Okay. Bullpen. What are your thoughts on, you see any brawls this series?
No.
People don't want brawls.
No, we're grown men here. We don't need to fight. I think the fight at the beginning of the year is over with. Tyler Austin isn't around, so there's a lot less hardos out there, a lot less testosterone getting bounced around on the field. But, I mean, I can see it, I guess. I just don't – Aaron Judge and Stanton are pretty calm guys. And, you know, CC's always looking to push the pile, but he usually doesn't start stuff. So, we'll see. I doubt it, though.
All right.
Yeah, just briefly, you want to talk about any of the other series? Anything you want to say about the NL or Houston versus Cleveland?
Houston versus Cleveland. I kind of like Cleveland. I feel like people have been sleeping on Cleveland. They still have really good bullpen with Andrew Miller. They pulled up Brad Hand. They still have what's the closer's name?
Cody Allen.
Cody Allen. They're all solid. And then you got the dynamic duo and up the middle with Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor. I feel like a lot of people are sleeping on the Indians. I could see an upset.
Is it an upset?
I feel like everyone's going to pick Houston, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm picking Houston, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Cleveland do stuff. Francona's obviously one of the best managers in baseball, and I think they have a good team on paper. I just think nobody really challenged them, so what was the point of them going balls to the wall 100 games? You know, so
I'm not saying it's like an, I think like it's an upset, like in terms of people picking them. But
yeah, I get what you're saying.
In terms of team.
Yeah. I think that series, kind of like this series, is a lot more even than you'd probably think looking at the records. I think Cleveland has a very complete team as well as Houston. I just don't know if Cleveland has the firepower to keep up with Springer and Correa and Altuve the whole series. But I would not be surprised. Exactly. What about the NL?
It's just sorry,
keep going.
I was going to say it's just crazy how like good the AL is compared to like the NL.
Oh yeah.
Just like it's just ridiculous to see how good it is. In the NL though, I've said it before, I like the Rockies. I don't know why. I just do. Their offense is legit. That pitcher Joel Freeland came in, pitched really well. They have a solid closer in Wade Davis. That Adam Ottavino came in, looked nasty. I like the Rockies.
Jim. Ottavino didn't look very good. I don't think Ottavino looked very good to me.
Wait, he was rocky in the beginning for sure, but then he settled down.
Yeah, he was able to get out of it. I mean, can we talk about Joe Maddon pinch hitting Jason Hayward in a clutch situation? Like, what are we thinking, guys?
Yeah, bases loaded. Let's put in Jason Hayward,
who has a career good his move. Career postseason batting average is the lowest in baseball history for players with over 100 at bats. Absolutely ridiculous.
Not good, Joe.
It's not. That's worse than A-Rod in the playoffs, believe it or not. I mean, that's...
Oh, right.
It's hard to believe, but... Yeah.
Hey, your World Series pick, gone. See ya.
Yeah. Did not see the Cubs losing. To be fair, that was before they lost to the Brewers. I thought they were going to beat the Brewers, and they wouldn't have to play in the wild card game. But such is life, I guess. Yeah, I think... What? Go ahead.
I would say, I think the Brewers might make a run, too. They're pretty, really, really good.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think I'm going to pick the Brewers to come out of the NL now. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Dodgers come out, but I think the Brewers are just getting really hot at the right time, and I think Christian Yelich is just like unstoppable right now, so I'm going to take the Brewers.
All right.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to say? Anything you want to plug?
Nothing really. I just say good luck to you guys. It's going to be a fun series, but at the end of the day, the Yankees are going to pull it out.
All right, can't wait to have you on here for the Yankees postmortem at the end of the series.
Okay.
All right, T, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Hey, you have a good one.
All right, peace. So thank you to Tim for coming on and donating some of his time with me to talk about his Yankees against my Red Sox. It should be a really fun weekend. I'd be pretty nervous for sure. I mentioned it briefly in Tim's interview. My new thing is I'm going to start keeping score at the bar because I need something to do, because otherwise I'm just going to get really nervous and not have a good time. So if I'm keeping score, at least I have something to keep myself focused on other than just overthinking the whole game. So that should be fun. A couple other things to plug here. My intramural volleyball team went 1-1 this week. If anyone listens to Dave's podcast, you know, we started out the year 0-2, but this week we were able to win our first game. And then in our second game, we were down 1-0, and they were at game point in the second set about to finish us off. And we came back from down 24-16 to force overtime. And we only lost in overtime by about 2 points, so we played a lot better. So if everyone could just keep us in your thoughts and prayers every Tuesday night, that'd be really great. I'd really like to win and be able to share that with you guys going forward. Music stuff, not a lot of music really came out this week. I'm still bumping the Carter 5 and Young Sinatra 4. New Moosh and Twist album. Not really a new album, but... a collection of older songs that they hadn't really released on Spotify yet. So that's been a nice little pleasure to listen to. I think that's pretty much it for today's episode.
I'll be on Saturday morning, Friday night, whatever I'm feeling after game one. Chris Sale will be taking the mound, I'm presuming, against Jay Happ at Fenway. First pitch will be at 7:30-ish. So, yeah, stay with me on this wild ride. This is my worst nightmare as a Red Sox fan, as you could imagine. All the pressure's on us, so we'll see how we do. But until next time, enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend, and peace.
I'm good to go, yo. Yeah. Vietnam. Yeah. Yeah, I woke up early in the morning, hoes blowing up my phone. Yeah, and they use a small talking when they know I'm trying to bone. Fuck them. I holler later, man, right now my mind's elsewhere. My mom's healthcare, get out this hell here. A lot of niggas fail, frail niggas won't prevail here. We seen it all, man, niggas can't even spell scared. A fresh prince, but yo, my city ain't no Bel Air. Fuck if you excel, I'm worried about my welfare. So farewell to them broke days, and bar short to the most paid. Soon as my dough's straight, I throw the wifey and some Dolce, and put some chains on my niggas like I own slaves. I get up, look out the window, hope the sun's shining down on the niggas out there front line. I hit the streets and see them boys out there locking up some older head. So goddamn, homie, hold your head. And hold your head.
I get up, I see the clouds from my window. I pray the sun don't shine this way. And where I go is the wind blow. Mama, your son gon' find his way. And if I gotta crawl, I'ma make it to the end though. And tell the top if I climb my way. Tell him I'ma rise, I'm headed for the sky,
yeah, paint a picture to show the deaf what it's like to listen. And speak the words and tell a blind man what he missing. For all my niggas doing time, man, up in prison. Felt you had to resort to crime, man, fuck the system. We raising babies up in Hades where it ain't no hope. Ain't no fathers, don't take no scholarship to slay no dope. Politicians hollering about problems, but I ain't gon' vote. Keep talking about change till we floating in the same old boat. So tell me how I'm supposed to feel with the president's folk. When he ain't never had to struggle, ain't never been broke. Ain't even rolled through the ghetto, ain't never been close. Trusting this government like trusting the devil in oath. For rebel with quotes, I get up. Lifestyles of the young, black, and reckless. A generation of niggas strapped and asking questions. Like, tell me why I ain't got shit. I let this liquor fill my liver with them toxins. As I sip, I get up.
I see the clouds from my window. I pray the sun don't shine this way.
I get up.
And where I go is the wind blow. Mama, your son gon' find his way. And if I gotta crawl, I'ma make it to the end though. And to the top if I climb my way. Tell him I'ma rise, I'm headed for the sky,
yeah. So all my niggas paper chasing, I pray for your patience. Please. Just keep the faith that you gon' make it. One day you'll be caking. Taking this shit one step at a time. That real shit is stuck in my mind. But to that bullshit, I'm deaf and I'm blind. Destined to shine, I'ma find a way. Cause hey, damn it, them jobs out there ain't tryna pay. I pray, granted, 9 to 5 is how you survive. I ain't trying to survive, I'm trying to throw my mama in rise. I'ma provide for my seed, I'm the soil. I teach them about loyalty. I teach them that it's skin black like oil, that's for royalty. I show them all the things that my pops was never showing me. Treat them like a growing tree. With this poetry, I get up and show the sons how to lead, not to follow. The present is our gift, but our seeds got tomorrow. So please, niggas, raise your kids and help them overcome that bullshit they days are with. I blaze the shit and get up.
I see the clouds from my window. I pray the sun don't shine this way.
I get up.
And where I go is the wind blow. Mama, your son gon' find his way. And if I gotta